Now, there's a huge gap between the number of births in Ireland and the number of men claiming paternity benefit. The number of claimants actually fell 10% last year. The payment was introduced in 2016, and there are plans to further extend unpaid parental leave. But if men are not availing of the paid benefit, how likely is it that they'll take time off unpaid? Well, Aideen Finnegan has been speaking to new dads about their experience. She's with me in studio now. Aideen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jonathan.
How many are actually taking this leave?
So there were just over 24,000 claimants last year.
Okay, so 24,000, there was more than 24,000 babies born though, wasn't there?
There were. So the 2018 figures aren't in yet, but if we look at 2017, there were just over 62,000 births and only 26,500 dads claimed paternity benefits. So that's just under 2 in every 5 dads that year. So there was a drop of 10%, as you mentioned there. There may well have been a relative drop in births, but it's still points to quite a low take up. You know, men could have been deferring the leave or just taking holidays so that they're paid, but still it's pretty low. So the payment is worth €240 a week for 2 weeks, so a total of 480. And it's at the employer's discretion as to whether the payment is topped up. Now, Derek Larkin is a public sector worker living in Dublin, so he does get the top up. And he also saved up his annual leave and tagged that on.
My daughter was born in October 2017 and I would have taken paternity leave and normal annual leave for about 6 weeks after she was born.
If you had to go back after the two, would you have been ready to?
I wouldn't have been wild about it now. Jenny gave birth to cesarean section, so she was in hospital for a few days afterwards, and then she was readmitted twice. So the 2 weeks nearly would have been almost completely eaten up with time in hospital. Myself and my wife, like, our earning capacity is broadly similar, so which of us takes time off from a financial point of view isn't a consideration. In a situation, like, I would imagine in a situation, let's say you have two parents earning €650 a week each and they're both in jobs where there's no top up, like the loss, like you're looking at a gross loss there of €900 per week if both of them take paternity leave. Like, I don't think many households can afford that. People who aren't as lucky as myself and my wife and they don't get top ups, that can make it a very different decision. Allied to the fact that you're losing money, you also have a massive increase in your cost of living all of a sudden because kids don't come cheap. I've never heard of anyone who is worried about any kind of a social stigma. Like I said, where I work, a public sector worker, any new father would consider these 2 weeks of fait accompli. No one would consider not taking it. Certainly no one that I've ever heard of. The people I've heard of who are reluctant to do it, it has consistently come back to the issue of not getting a top up. Possibly one or two I've heard of where they're in a job where the job simply can't afford to let them go for 2 weeks, or they feel like they can't leave for 2 weeks, that the work won't get done.
Yeah, I mean, well, there is that element, but I'm presuming a lot of this is coming down to money, because if you're not getting more on top of the benefit, then you are going to be out of pocket, and there's enough stress having a new baby in the house without not having enough money to feed it.
Absolutely, and everyone has rent or a mortgage to meet in the month, so if you can't make that payment, you're hardly going to be able to take the time off, especially if your partner's leave isn't being topped up. But IBEC doesn't think it's all down to the money, and that there are cultural factors at play as well. Pauline O'Hare is an employment law solicitor with the business group.
You know, the benefit is there, and I've heard that, you know, that people make the argument that maybe it's because it's not topped up is the reason why. But it's not really as simple as that. I think we need to look outside a wider context and look at other reasons why men may not. For example, cultural norms that are out there, or maybe other social policy reasons. But you need to look at the cohort of small and medium-sized businesses within the private sector as well. And, you know, the disproportionate burden will be on them to top up. There's a whole challenge around the affordability of that, particularly where in small and medium-sized companies, which make up a lot of the private sector, where somebody's gone for 2 weeks and the ability to reallocate their skills can be quite difficult. It might mean bringing somebody in for those 2 weeks, and the affordability of paying somebody on leave and replacing those skills is something that needs to be considered as well. You know, in a time where we're seeing increases in parental leave by the European Union, by the government itself, there's a lot of measures out there in that are attempting to encourage men men to take up parental leave. For example, the EU is now working on a directive making a period of parental leave non-transferable to encourage men, or to increase the non-transferable period, should I say, from 1 month to 2 months, to encourage men to take up parental leave. But also we have seen that even though it is a company benefit and a valuable company benefit to be topped up, and that, I think that goes without saying, we do see in other jurisdictions, like a lot of Scandinavian countries, that where it is topped up, there isn't the rate of take-up equivalent to the to women.
There's a real sense of deja vu about this argument. Not that I remember it when it happened the first time round, but when they tried to introduce maternity leave, it was all about, we're too small an organisation, we can't afford to pay this, yada, yada, yada. And then the bigger organisations led the charge and changed the structure and the culture. Is it the same thing here, that the bigger organisation, the easier it is to absorb the cost
that
of paternity leave?
Definitely happening now, because the multinationals are going over and above topping up the statutory entitlement. So Robert Collins works for MasterCard, and he got 8 weeks leave even though he'd only started with the company.
As I was applying for jobs, I knew I had a baby arriving. I did an interview in MasterCard, and in my first interview I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to have a baby arrive literally just 2 weeks after I start. Is it okay if I take 2 weeks leave just when the baby arrives? And the HR manager turned to me and said, oh, I think MasterCard offer 8 weeks.
Aside from starting the new job and everything, was it a given that you would take the time?
Absolutely. My brother had a baby just 6 months before. His was quite premature, and I saw that he really had to spend a lot of time with his wife. And I was really sure that I wanted to spend 2 weeks with my wife. Just as soon as the baby arrived, we'd just moved house. Couldn't leave her alone with a new human being. This is our first child. I had the flexibility to take the leave over a year from when the child was born. So I took 2 weeks just when the child was born. And then I also wanted to progress in my job. So I decided to leave 6 weeks just up until the end of the time that I could take it. So my child was, 11 months then. I think if I'd taken the 8 weeks right up front, there would have been a lot of sitting around with a sleeping baby, where at the year, there's an interactive baby that needs attention and fun.
I guess then you would encourage other dads who might be dicing with not taking paternity leave, you would probably urge them to do it if they can.
Oh, definitely, absolutely. I'm really surprised that people don't take it. I mean, my wife would have murdered me if I didn't take it. I mean, this is a time when your family needs a lot of support. For any man even thinking about not taking it, I'd be like, this is an opportunity you don't get very often in your life. Take the magic moment and spend it with your wife and new child.
Don't blame your wife, Robert. That won't go down well at home at all. But the point is that he seems to work in a company where there is a culture that this is the done thing. Smaller businesses need to do more to encourage men to take leave, don't they?
Yeah, and that's the big question. Like, when is it a resource issue for a company? And when are they just being a bit scabby? Or, you know, when is it a cultural thing? So Isolt Mangan is a volunteer with the parenting support group Quidu, but she's speaking to me here in a personal capacity. Her husband had 3 months paid leave off.
My husband took 3 months paternity leave when my second son was born, and it was fantastic for us as a family. We really benefited from it. I suppose in hindsight, he works for, you know, a big tech company where it's very much part of the culture. So I guess it probably means that in many other organisations in Ireland, there's a cultural problem on this issue. Culture starts at the top. So while organisations might facilitate paternity leave because they have to, it's actually more than that. It's about actively supporting it. So for instance, in an organisation, if you see senior people taking paternity leave, you're more likely to take it yourself because it's seen as being the norm, the given, the thing that people do.
And 3 months is quite unusual. Your husband, you guys were quite lucky in that respect.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And I think actually, you know, having that length of time was brilliant for my husband, because I think if you have, you know, a 2 week period, it's very difficult to completely step away from your job. You're still on emails, you're still involved in projects. It's, you know, so you're kind of at home, but you're logging in, you know, when you get the chance. But if you have a 3 month period, you actually have to hand over everything. So it's actually better for everyone involved, to, I think, to have more than just the 2 weeks.
See, this is where I diverge a little bit, Adrian, because, you know, I accept that point. The 2 weeks are a slightly longer period. You can still be contacted and you can still check in, but you're not going to ring a woman who is 3 months into her maternity leave saying, hey, how's it going? Here's a couple of things we need you to look after. So if a man is taking 3 months off work, it is going to have an impact on not just the job that that man is doing, but the wider company as well.
Yeah, and you can imagine, you know, in an interview situation, it being an equaliser, because if interviewees in their 20s and 30s of either gender are going for a job, they could both potentially be looking for time off to have a baby. So female candidates, depending on the job they're going for and the sector, obviously, they can be afraid would-be bosses would perceive them as a flight risk. Now, obviously, employers can't discriminate and many don't, but some do. I mean, and it can be unconsciously or consciously. But anyway, Chris Bigley was able to take paid paternity leave when his two children were born. And he says pursuing equality works both ways.
Times have changed. You know, there's equal footing. We're told everywhere all the time that women and men are equal in work, and that's a great thing, but there's a huge gap where men are not equal in terms of raising children, but there's a huge expectation for equality in every other aspect, and so that needs to be addressed, because for me personally, I can't take as time off work as easy as my wife can, purely because of the social stigma around that. And so that plays into the part with paternity leave, where you get at maximum 2 weeks, that's it.
When you say more equal, how do you mean? Do you mean like I have to take half day off for a parent-teacher meeting? It's generally maybe the woman who might do that?
Yes, exactly. In my office, it would mostly be the mother that would leave the office, not the father. It wouldn't be as expected, in my opinion.
And are we getting any closer to that equality?
I don't see it at the moment, no. Unfortunately.
Maybe that's a new realm for men to kind of understand in terms of, oh, I need to take this time off, but how is it going to look? Am I going to look inflexible? Maybe this is a brand new arena for men that they're stepping into.
I think women need to play their part as well, though, as in they need to speak up too. It's not just a man's problem, it's everyone's problem. You know, raising kids is not just one person, it's a family thing. And so if men need to do it, I think everyone needs to speak up about it and make it happen, because it's both sides of the table.
You've challenged my thinking here, Adrian, and I'm kind of going through a tortured thought process while listening to Chris there. And I'm saying that, well, I wouldn't like 3 months off when the kids are born, because that would probably damage my career prospects within a company.
That is the sound of the penny dropping for men everywhere listening to this.
And I've just realised that you've actually challenged something that is deep-seated within me as somebody who, you know, took some time off, but not a huge amount of time off.
That's amazing.
It's good for you. It's terrible. It makes me look like an awful idiot. Look, there's maternity leave, there's paternity leave, there's paid parental leave. There's a lot of things out there. What does the law say?
Okay, let's start with the paid. So Social Protection Minister Regina Doherty is introducing 2 weeks of paid parental leave from November. Parents will get another fortnight on top of their maternity or paternity leave, but it's non-transferable. So if one of them doesn't use it, the other partner doesn't get it. You know, it's lost. Then there's unpaid parental leave. It's currently 18 weeks and that's spread over a number of years up until the child is 8. And in February, the Dáil voted to extend that to 26 weeks over the next 2 years. But it's unpaid, right? So it begs the question, if men aren't taking the paid leave now, are they likely to take the unpaid parental leave?
Not a chance.
And will the cultural norms, like what Chris has pointed out, will they change? Or, you know, the culture within the organisations, like Diageo in the UK brought in, now not for Ireland, but they brought in 52 weeks of leave for either the mother or the father. So they'll be equal. 26 weeks of that will be on full pay. Now, obviously, that reflects, you know, same-sex couples, because at the moment they're sort of lost in this system here in Ireland. You know, they're not sort of on an equal footing as a heterosexual couple in terms of the parenting.
Lots to chew over there, and lots of texts coming in as well, Aideen. Some agreeing and some wondering what we're talking about, which I think goes to the core of the issue here. Aideen Finnegan, thank you.